请我们一起来翻开圣经创世纪十九章。
Let's turn to our Bible, Genesis chapter 19.
创世纪十九章十七节。
Genesis chapter 19, verse 17.
十七节，领他们出来以后，就说：“逃命吧，不可回头看，也不可在平原站住，要往山上逃跑，免得你们被剿灭。”
17. So it came to pass when they had brought them outside that he said.Escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed.
这是当时天使给罗德一家人的一个很重要的吩咐。
This is what the angel told the family of Lot.
说逃命，不要回头看。
Escape for your life. Do not look behind.
这个不要回头看，对我们的人生的道路也是一个很重要的提醒跟原则。
And to not look behind is a very, also a very important reminder and principle for our journey of life.
有些事情我们要回头看，去数算它。
Some things we need to look back and count.
比如说我们对父母亲、对我们的长辈，他们过去对我们的爱、对我们的贡献，我们要常常回头去思想。
And for example, our parents and our older generation, we have to look back and count their love and what they did for us.
但是有一些事情我们就不要再回头看了。
But some things we do not need to look behind.
在古代的战争里头，有一些将军他们会做这样的事情。
In the ancient battles, some generals will do this.
要攻打某一个地区的时候
，When they are to conquer some place,
他会叫士兵把粮食全部烧掉。
They will tell the soldiers to burn all the food.
意思就是我们没有回头看，回头走，不能够再回头走。
So that means they cannot turn back.
我们只能够往前进，把要攻打的地方打下来。
There is only going forward to conquer the land.
在人生的道路上面，有时候也就像这样子。
In our path of life, it's the same way.
我们不能够让过去的一些事情一直占有我们的人生。
We cannot let the things behind to possess our life.
因为往后看有时候会阻碍了我们的进步。
Because looking behind will made us not able to improve.
往后看，有时候会让我们一直是非常的沮丧，非常的灰心。
To always look behind will make us very discouraged.
我们请参考一下《出埃及记》第三章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章十一节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 11.
十一节，摩西对神说：“我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？”
But Moses said to God, "What? Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?"
为什么摩西他不愿意接受神给他的差派
？Why was Moses unwilling to accept God's sending?
有几个原因。
There are multiple reasons.
第一个，他已经看清楚了自己是谁。
He saw clearly who he was.
在当时，他是一个八十岁的人。
He was an 80-year-old man.
在当时，他已经离开了以色列人四十年了。
At the time, he has departed from the Israelites for 40 years.
他在四十年旷野的磨练里头，他变得很谦卑。
When he trained in the wilderness for 40 years, he became very humble.
还有一个可能，过去的失败一直在他的脑海里。
Another possibility is that his past failure is still in his brain.
40年前，他就想要做神现在要他做的事情。
40 years ago, he wanted to do the thing that God wanted him to do.
但是他一开始动作，他就彻底的失败。
But when he acted, he failed.
所以他必须躲避到旷野的地方。
So he had to escape to the wilderness.
经过了40年。他很有可能还活在过去的失败里头。
After 40 years, he probably was still dwelling in his failure.
我已经尝试过了。
I have tried.
甚至我很努力的要去做。
I have tried very hard.
但是我彻底的失败。
But I completely failed.
所以他对神说：“我是谁？我怎么有办法做这个事情
？”So he said to God, "Who am I that I can do this thing?"
他对神所说的就是：“我不想要前进。”
He told God that he did not want to go forward.
那所以我们在祷告之前，我们来看一下有特别的几个项目，我们不要回头看。
So before we pray, let's look at some things that we don't need to look behind on.
在约翰一书里头约翰他这样子 告诉我们。
In 1 John, John told us.
我们请来看约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章第八节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 8.
第八节，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
这是一个事实，在生活当中，我们都会有软弱，都会有错误。
It's a fact that in our life we will have weaknesses and transgressions.
甚至这些错误导致于在神的面前是一种犯罪。
Sometimes these mistakes are sin before God.
第九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
但是神他公义，但是他又充满着怜悯。
God is just and he is full of mercy.
只要我们愿意来向他承认我们的软弱错误，他愿意赦免我们。
If we can confess our sins, he will forgive us.
所以我们不要往后再去看自己已经被赦免的罪，或者已经过去 的这个 过错。
So we don't need to look back on the sins that we have been forgiven of.
犯错、犯罪，那是一个事实。
To make mistakes and sin is a reality.
只要是不对的，它永远就是不对的。
If it's wrong, it's wrong.
唯一能够改变的就是我们请求谦卑的请求神来赦免我们。
The only thing that can be changed is if we ask God, with humility to forgive us.
我们都知道很多事情他不会让我不会重来一次。
Many things don't repeat.
做了说了就收不回来了。
When we do it, when we say it, we cannot take it back.
如果说能够改变的话，就是求神赦免我们。
The only thing we can change is to ask God to forgive us.
这个。大卫在他的人生里头，他也曾经犯下了严重的错误。
David made a huge mistake in his life.
是的，他常常要去提起这个事情。
Many times he will mention this.
一方面，他愿意在众人的面前来承认他犯过罪。
On the one hand, he's willing to confess to the people that he sinned.
另一方面，他来感谢赞美神。
On the other hand, he prays and thank God.
他不是要让自己一直活在过患的阴影里头。
He did not dwell in his past sins.
所以不要往后去看已经被赦免的罪。
So we don't need to look back on the sins that we've been forgiven.
而是反过来，我们要对神的爱、神的赦免，不断的充满着感谢跟赞美。
But instead, we need to praise and thank God for His mercies.
请看诗篇一百零三篇。
Let's look at Psalm 103.
诗篇一百零三篇第三节
Psalm 103 verse 3
大卫说他赦免你一切的罪孽医治你的一切疾病
David said who forgives all your iniquities who heals all your diseases
在这里大卫他来见证他领受了神的赦罪以及神的医治
David testified of God's forgiveness and his healings
过错误常常就是生活当中的病。
Mistakes are our illnesses.
不一定是身体上的病。
Perhaps not physical illness.
而是生活上的瑕疵。
But these are the flaws in our lives.
那神他，我们向他承认，他愿意来医治我们生活中的瑕疵。
So when we confess, God is willing to heal our diseases.
第五节。
Five.
他用美物使你所厌的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。
Who satisfy your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles?
所以大卫说，我们要走出这个过错的阴影。
So David said we have to walk out of the shadow of the past mistakes.
我们要靠着神的怜悯。恢复我们应该有的样子。
With God's mercies, we will be renewed.
那大卫用了这样一个很好的形容，好像鹰返老还童。
Just like the eagle returned to their youth.
当我们得医治了，我们再一次的来得着力量。
When we are healed, we once again renew our strength.
当我们被赦免了，我们应该重新出发。
When we are forgiven, we have to start out again.
但是我们所犯的错误， 那是一个事实。
Our past mistake, it's a fact.
啊，别人看在眼里，别人可能一直记得。
Others can see it and they might remember it.
啊，别人可能就把我们贴上了一个标签。
And other people might label us.
啊，这个是我们没有办法去改变别人的。
We cannot change other people.
啊，但是虽然被贴上了标签，我们可以不用活在这种标签之下。
Even though we are a label, we don't need to live under this label.
靠着神的恩惠跟怜悯，我们已经改变了。
With God's mercy, we have changed.
靠着神的怜悯，我们不再生活在过去的错误里头。
With God's mercy, we don't dwell in the past mistakes.
所以不管别人用怎样的眼光在看我们，我们不用再自己判自己有罪。
Regardless of how others view us, we don't need to judge ourselves.
我们别人要怎么看，那个是他的事情。
How others want to view us, that's their thing.
重要的是今天神怎么来看我。
The important thing is how God sees us.
既然神赦免了我，神就会赐给我力量，过着一个不一样的生活。
If God forgave me, then He will give me strength to lead a new life.
所以不需要别人说我们怎样，我们就是那样的人。
We don't need others to tell us what kind of people we are.
所以不要往后看自己已经被赦免的过患。
So we don't need to look back on the past sins that we've been forgiven of.
第二个，我们也不用再回头去看那些我们曾经失败倒下去的事情。
Second, we don't need to look back on our failures and our setbacks.
我们每一个人都有我们的过去。
We all have our past.
我们的过去里头可能都包含着有一段的软弱或者失败。
In our past, there is a period of weakness or failure.
我们请看《传道书》第七章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书七章十四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 14.
十四节，遇到亨通的日子，你当喜乐；遇患难的日子，你当思想。因为神使这两样并列，为的是叫人查不出身后有什么事。
In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider. Surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that man can find out nothing that will come after him.
这里很清楚地告诉我们，人生的道路本来就包括着成功跟失败。
In journey of life, we will have success and failures.
几乎没有人永远是成功的。
No one will be successful forever.
当然也很少有人是永远的失败。
Of course, some no one is faced forever.
我们只能够承认，是的，在过去我曾经有一段软弱失败的时刻。
But we can admit that in the past there is a period of time that we're weak.
因为这本来就是神给人安排的人生道路，本来就是这样子。
Because this is a path that God sets before us.
这样的安排也常常是为了我们好。
This arrangement benefits us.
那但是我们不要回头去生活在过去的失败里头。
We don't need to look back on our failures.
就好像摩西，他不用为了过去的失败而来拒绝神对他的差派。
Moses did not need to reject God's command because of his failure.
我们不需要为了怕失败而什么事情都不做。
We cannot do nothing because we fear failures.
不做就不会有进步。
If we don't do it, then we cannot improve.
那在做的当中，当然会有一些失误甚至错误。
When we do it, we will make mistakes and fail.
但是只要我们愿意做，神总是给我们很大的安慰跟肯定。
But as long as we're willing, God will acknowledge us.
我们请看诗篇三十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇二十三节。
Psalm 37, verse 23.
二十三节，义人的脚步被神所立定，他的道路神也喜爱。
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His way.
为什么我们要努力的来做一个义人
？Why do we need to be a good man？
因为义人是神所想要的，是神所喜爱的。
Because a good man pleases God.
所以感谢神，我们都努力的要来做一个义人。
So thank God, we try to be good.
我们不但被主耶稣的宝血称义，我们也来行义。
We are justified by His blood, and we act righteously.
二十四节。
24.
义人虽然失脚，也不至于全身扑倒，因为神用手搀扶他。
Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with His hand.
这两个经节把它放在一起，再一次的告诉我们，人生的道路一定会有软弱、失败的时候。
These verses put together once again tell us that in our life we will have failures and setbacks.
但这只是我们整个人生的一小部分。
But it is only a small part in our life.
那二十四节给我们很大的一个安慰跟鼓励。
And 24 give us great comfort and encouragement.
说不会。这个不会全身扑倒，因为神会用手扶着我们。
We will not be cast down because the Lord upholds us.
所以意思就是说，我们不要怕去做事情，往前进。
Meaning we don't need to fear to do things and move forward.
只要我们是朝着正确的方向，我要努力的在神面前做一个义人。
As long as we head to the right direction, try to be good before God.
不要让一时的这种错误失败。而来把我们整个打倒。
We don't need to let these mistakes defeat us.
那如果我们一直回头去看我们的失败
，If we keep looking behind on our failures，
其实我们才会成为一个永远的失败者。
We'll become we will fail forever.
我们记得当主耶稣复活的时候
，We remember when Jesus resurrected.
首先被几个姐妹他们。这个知道了耶稣已经复活了。
A few sisters realized that Jesus resurrected.
天使怎么对这三个姐妹说
？What did the angel say to these three sisters？
说你们去告诉我的门徒和彼得。
Go and tell my disciples and Peter.
难道彼得不是门徒当中的一个吗
？Was not Peter a part one of the disciples？
为什么要特别说去告诉我的门徒和彼得
？Why did this specifically said my disciples and Peter.
彼得他是爱主耶稣的。
Peter loved Jesus.
彼得是愿意为主耶稣来流血来牺牲的。
He was willing to bleed and sacrifice for Jesus.
但是在他的人生的过程当中，他也是有软弱有失败。
But in his life, he had weakness and failure.
比起当时的别人，他可能是一个最大的失败者。
Compared to others, he was the biggest loser.
因为别人只是害怕跑掉了。他是三次火认耶稣。
Because other feared and escaped, but he denied Jesus three times.
所以在那短暂的时刻里头，他一定是还活在他的失败里头。
In that moment, he dwelt in his failure.
主耶稣爱他。
The Lord Jesus loved him.
天使说：“去告诉门徒和彼得到加利利去。”
The angel said, "Tell the disciples and Peter to go to Galilee."
主耶稣在那边等你，等你们。
Lord Jesus is waiting for you.
彼得也要去。
Peter has to go.
主耶稣要交代门徒，也交代彼得做他们应该做的事情。
Jesus was to command them to do their things.
这些门徒要跟主耶稣伟大的工作有份，彼得也要参与。
These disciples will be a part of great things, and Peter will be a part of it.
主耶稣就是告诉彼得，不要再回头看你的失败。
Lord Jesus was telling Peter, "Do not look back on your failure."
请我们再参考《传道书》第七章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书第七章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 10.
第十节，不要说先前的日子强过如今的日子，是什么缘故呢？你们这样问，不是出于智慧。
Do not say, "Why were the former days better than these?" For you do not inquire wisely concerning this.
第三件事情就是我们不要把过去的日子想得比实际上还要好。
Third, we don't need to think that our former days are better than it actually was.
大家聚在一起难免会谈一下我们的过去。
When we gather together, we talk about our past.
当我们静下来，我们也常常会想一下，回头看一下我们的过去。
And sometimes when we quiet down, we will look back on our days behind.
但是当我们人生道路遇到了挫折，遇到了困难的时候，
But in our life, if we face difficulties,
在这样的时刻里头，我们常常不是往前面看，我们很多时候是往后面看。
Many times we don't look forward, but we look behind.
那我们很容易犯的一个错误，就是我们会把过去的日子，把它想得比实际上还要好。
And a common mistake that we make is that we think our former days are better than it actually was.
因为我们不愿意面对现在。
Because we're unwilling to face the present.
因为我们对现在觉得很不满意。
we're unsatisfied with our present.
那我们又觉得我没有办法改变现在的事实。
And we think that we cannot change the reality.
我们觉得我们没有力量，没有智慧来面对现在。
We feel that we don't have the strength and wisdom to face the reality.
在这种情况之下，我们特别容易去回到过去。
Under these circumstances, we will look back on our days behind.
我们很多人都是第一代的移民来这里的，来这里。
Many of us are first-generation immigrants.
我们大部分的人都曾经遇到或多或少的挫折。
A majority of us have faced failures.
所以我想我们都曾经想过，我为什么来这里
？And we think, why did we come here?
我如果没有来到这里
，If I did not come here.
那我们把过去可能会想得非常的好。
And we think our past is so good.
其实这是很自然的人性。
It's a human nature.
我们请看民数记十一章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 11.
民数记十一章第四节。
Numbers 11 verse 4.
第四节，他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭嚎说：“谁给我们肉吃呢？”
For now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving, so the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who will give us meat to eat?"
这时候的以色列人，他们在旷野的地方遇到了困难，遇到了挫折。
The Israelites were facing difficulties in the wilderness.
那所以闲杂人的这个的带头那所以这个以色列人在摩西面前，他们又哭嚎又喊叫。
So the mixed multitude led the Israelites to weep and cry in Moses.
他们要求说谁给我们肉吃。
They said, who will give us meat to eat?
第五节，我们记得我们在埃及的时候不花钱就吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱蒜。
We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic.
第六节，现在我们的心血枯竭了。除了这玛乃以外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西。
But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes.
在出埃及记一开始没有多久。
In the beginning of Exodus.
那以色列人是向天上的神来哀求。
The Israelites cried out to the heavenly God.
因为他们受埃及人的苦待。
Because they were being tortured by the Egyptians.
不但这样子，他们还有被灭绝的这种威胁。
They were almost destroyed.
其实那种日子是非常的痛苦。
It's a very the days were the great suffering.
眼前受苦，而且又没有前面的这个希望。
They suffered and they had no hope in the future.
所以他们呼求神的拯救。
So they cried out to God's salvation.
神怜悯他们，神也救赎他们。
God has mercy on them and saved them.
所以他们出了埃及做奴隶的地方。
So they came out of Egypt, a place where there were slaves.
神要将流奶与蜜的迦南地来赐给他们。
God was to give them the promised land that flowed milk and honey.
他们现在正在这个过程当中。
They were in the process.
在这个过程当中，他们遇到了困难遇到了难阻。
In this process, they faced an obstacle, a difficulty.
他们不愿意靠神去面对。
They did not rely on God.
结果呢，他们回想到他们过去的日子。
They thought back to their past.
他们把过去美化了。
They beautified their past.
好像那是一个美好的生活一样。
As if they had a wonderful life.
其实事实上那是一个痛苦不堪的生活。
In fact, it was a life of suffering.
那这就是人的软弱。
It's human weakness.
我们常常因为眼前的一些挫折，我们就开始对现在充满着不满。
Because of our setback in the present, we are dissatisfied.
那我们就把自己活在那个不会再回来的过去。
And we like to dwell in the past that will not return.
甚至把过去美化了。
And we beautify this past.
结果我们整个人就被误导。
And we are misled.
我们的心思就被扭曲。
Our minds are twisted.
所以当时的这些百姓他们就是在埋怨神。
So the Israelites, they complained against God.
所以 怀念一下过去，这个没有什么不好。
It's not wrong to think back on our past.
但是不要用过去来欺骗自己。
But we cannot let our past deceive us.
不要用过去来让自己不愿意面对现在的挑战。
Our past cannot be the obstacle for us to not face our challenges in the present.
是的，或许我们真的有过去一段伟大的日子。
Maybe we had great days in the past.
但是前面的伟大那个才更真实。
But the greatness in the future is more real.
过去的也是真的。
In the past, it was real.
但是它已经过去了。
But it's in the past.
顶多成为我们的一段记忆。
At most, it's a memory.
更真实的是摆在前面的伟大。
What is more real is in front of us.
再来第四个，我们不要再回头去看那些，让我们过去痛苦的一些冲突。
And the fourth thing we don't need to look back on are our past conflicts that brought us pain.
有时候我们会一再去提起过去的那些痛苦冲突的事情。
Sometimes we'll mention these pains and our conflicts in the past.
好像我们要发泄一下。
We just want to vent.
其实痛苦又来。
But really the pain comes back.
我们为什么要让自己一直去受这种折磨呢？
Why do we need to bring pain upon ourselves?
我们都知道有伤口，我们好好的涂上药膏，用纱布把它盖好。
When we have wounds, we put medicine on it and wrap it.
保护好它才会好得快。
When we protect it, it will heal faster.
但是在真实的人生里头，我们常常还故意的把伤口摊开来。
But in our lives, we often open up these wounds.
一次受伤不需要成为永远的痛。
One pain, one hurt does not need to be a pain forever.
有一些事情，其实大家都已经互相的沟通了解了。
Some things that we have already communicated and understand each other.
可能别人也已经原谅了我们。
Perhaps they already forgive us.
或许我们也已经原谅了对方。
And perhaps we also forgave them.
我们为什么还要去回头看呢？
Why do we need to look back?
为什么要让我们 再一次让自己陷入那一种怨恨里头呢？
Why do we need to fall back into this hatred?
前面还有好多的事情等着我们去做。
There are many things in the future await us.
努力眼前的，我们才会有更美好的将来。
If we work on the present, then we have a better future.
再来，我们也不需要一直去看我们过去的胜利。
And we do not need to look back on our past victories.
活在过去胜利里，活在过去的胜利里头，会让我们一直以为我已经得到了。
To dwell on these past victories, we will think that we have already obtained.
尤其信仰的这一条道路，我们不要一直活在过去的胜利。
Especially in the journey of faith, we cannot dwell on our past victories.
我们请看腓立比书第三章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章十三节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 13.
十三节，保罗说：“弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。”
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
十四节，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I press toward the goal of for the prize of the upper call of God in Christ Jesus.
毫无疑问的，保罗已经为主耶稣打了美好的仗。
Paul had fought a great battle for God without a doubt.
毫无疑问的，保罗已经拥有很多的胜利。
Without a doubt.Paul have many victories.
但是这是保罗他对自己的勉励，也是对我们的提醒。
But this is an encouragement that Paul had for himself and a reminder for us.
他还是能希望自己能够忘记背后的胜利，继续努力往前面进。
He wanted to forget his past victories and reach forward.
他一直认为前面还有路，还有空间让我前进。
He believed that there is room for him to move forward.
所以他甚至用了这样的，在十二节
So in verse 12.
十三节的第一句话哈，他说我不是以为自己已经得着了。
In the first verse of verse 13, he said he did not count himself to have apprehended.
是的，我们对我们的救恩啊，我们要充满着自信。
It's true that we need to be confident in our salvation.
我所领受的是前辈的救恩。
I have received the full salvation.
主耶稣已经救赎了我。
The Lord Jesus has saved me.
我天国的盼望是实在的，是活泼的。
My heavenly hope is real and is living.
我们对我们的信仰要有这样的自信。
We have to be confident in our faith.
但是另一个层面，我们也要像保罗这样的谦卑。
But in another aspect, we have to be humble like Paul.
保罗说，我不是以为我已经得着了，而是我继续的往前进。
Paul did not count himself to have apprehended, but he reached forward.
也就是说，信仰的道路我们可以更好。
In our journey of faith, we can be better.
有很多的事情我们应该满足。
Many things we have to be content with.
但是信仰的这一个层面，我们要一直觉得还可以再进步。
But in our faith, we need to believe that there is more room for improvements.
那的确也是这个样子。
It's true.
信仰的层面有很大的空间，我们还需要去得着。
In our faith, there are many things that we need to attain.
如果我们只活在过去的胜利。
If we dwell on past victories,
那我们很有可能就停住了，不会再往前进。
We may stop and not move forward.
所以我们不要只活在说啊，我过去是多么的热心。
So we cannot say in the past I was so zealous.
我过去带领了多少人来信主。
How many people have I led to Christ?
我过去曾经做这个做那个。
I have done this and that.
是的，那个都是事实。
It's true, those are facts.
但是如果只是活在过去，那我们就不会往前进。
But if you dwell in the past, you do not move forward.
所以我们反倒要常常想，那我现在呢？
So we have to think instead, what about now?
我过去可以做这个做那个，那我现在还有没有继续在做？
If I did those things in the past, am I still doing them?
有时候我们所做的事情可以变转换一下，做其他的事情。
Sometimes we can change the things that we do.
但是我们对神的侍奉是一直不停的。
But we cannot stop in our servitude.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
在这些我们不需要回头看的我们能够不回头看。
So that we don't need to look back on these things that we should not.
求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们能够继续不断的仰望主耶稣。
May the Lord Jesus help us to look onto Him.
求主耶稣打开我们的眼睛，看看我们的周遭。
May the Lord Jesus open our eyes to look around us.
还有那么许多需要被关怀的人。
There are so many people that needs our care.
还有主耶稣很多的灵魂需要被拯救。
There are so many souls to be saved.
对过去的很多事情，求主帮助我们把它放掉。
We need to let go of the things that are behind us.
让我们继续的往前看，往前进。
To look forward and move forward.
那个最好的正要来到。
The best is to come.
那个更美好的就将要属于我们。
The better will be, we will have the better things.
那我们请再唱赞美诗318首，我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing hymn 318, first and last verse.
My soul is sad, the mercy, so but I is in this way. Here I was, we was in any your choice, and I ended in heaven rest. In the heaven all rest, my faith is in no more. The tempest may over what stormy day, in Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh, come to the end of ye patiently. To save a heap of divine into heaven already, and sailing in a his mind. Anchor my soul in the heaven already, I said the wise no more. The
Please be seated.
在过去的一年，主耶稣基督成为我们的依靠，成为我们安稳的港湾。
In the past year, Lord Jesus was our reliance and our haven of rest.
我们相信在这一年，他仍然成为我们的依靠，成为我们安稳的港湾。
We believe that this year he will still be our reliance and our haven of rest.
所以我们现在用20分钟，我们来献上我们的感谢，我们的祈求。
So we will use 20 minutes to offer our thanksgiving, our request.
我们愿意接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
If you're willing to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.
我们早上介绍的永康教会，那其实是我们的传道，我们等一下也请他为我们按手帮助祷告。
And in this morning, we introduce a brother from Yongkang Church. He's actually a pastor, and we'll ask him to lay hand on us.
我们现在一起祷告。
Let's pray together.